Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst this morning as we greet all the listeners at Radio Pulpit ngegama lika Jesu. Our scripture reading is lapha ku Genesis chapter 3. Siyafunda verse 6, ifundeka kanje nge-NIV. When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for the food and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to the husband who was with her and ate it. The eyes of them were opened, and they realized they were naked. Silibonge izuka nkulunkulu ekuseni. Manje, today I would like us to come to the understanding that violating the word of God, yeza ngokuthi qala before bedla, yeza ngokubona. Laphayana izwi lithi she saw that the tree was pleasing to the eye. Our organ that the devil ekwazi ukuthi angayisebenzisa to enter ukuthi for us to enter into temptation, it's our eyes. Uma sibheka izwi likaNkulunkulu lapha ku Luke chapter 11 verse 34 to 36, uJesu Kristu uthi our eyes is a lamp of our body. When our eyes are good, our whole body also is full of light. But when the eyes are bad, our bodies also is full of darkness. Besa tu Jesu Christo, see to it that the light within us must not be darkened. Manje la u Jesu Christo is warning us that we must see to it that the light within us is not darkened. And I would like to say this morning that the light within us is the word of God. Again, it is important for us to guide our eyes. Ngani ngoba we see with our eyes. What we see with our eyes may build us or destroy us. Sikhumbula incwadi kaJob laphaya kuchapter 31 verse 1. La uJob athi, I make the covenant with my eyes not to look lustfully at the girl. Manje mawibheka ukuthi athi not to look lustfully at the girl. It means le covenant uJob wayenza esemncane engekashadi nokushada. But he made a covenant namehlo akhe ukuthi he will never look lustfully to a girl. Uma sibheka again Matthew chapter 5 ku 26 uJesu Kristu uthi, but I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in her heart. Siyayibona leyo nto laphayana kwincwadi kaSamuel ku chapter 11 ku verse 2 to 5 uma sizoyifunda ekseni ithi leli lizwi, one evening David got up from his bed and walked around on the roof of the palace. From the roof he saw a woman bathing. The woman was very beautiful. Manje lapho siyalibona izwi kaNkulunkulu ukuthi wabona kuqala eseke bonile wabona umfazi omuhle and he got tempted. Siyayikhumbula indaba ka David nabani noBathsheba. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje uJesu Kristu uyasho ukuthi laphayana la esifunde khona athi ku Matthew 5:26, but I tell you that anyone who looks at the woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in the heart. Manje indlela esibheka ngayo ibalulekile. Nathi abantu na the women indlela abagqoka ngayo ibalulekile ngoba it can lead somebody ukuthi angene esonweni bengazimiselanga ukungena ngendlela umuntu agqoka ngayo. Ngani? Ngoba izwi kaNkulunkulu liyasho ukuthi isono sangena ngokubona. Manje many marriages namhlanje are broken and the trouble started uma umuntu ebonile. Uthe seke bonile wabona kungcono ukuthi enze lokho and uthole ukuthi kuyomlead into a trouble. Manje hence the very David later lapha ku Psalm 119 ku verse 18 u David uyakhuleka uthi, open my eyes so that I can see the wondrous thing in your law. Manje lana seke ufuna uNkulunkulu ukuthi amvule amehlo ukuthi abone the wondrous thing in the law ngoba amehlo abulelekile ngoba manje wangena esoneni ngenxa yokubheka manje ucela uNkulunkulu ukuthi Nkosi vula amehlo ami ngibone the wondrous thing in the law nathi namhlanje ekuseni singakukhuleka lokho ukuthi Nkosi yami vula amehlo ami ukuthi ngibheke izinto eziright ngoba ngani uma uNkulunkulu angavula amehlo ethu ukuthi sibheke izinto ezinhle ezwini lakhe it is easy for us ukuthi senze njani siduke bese singena esonweni manje ekseni kwanamhlanje ngikhumbula one person okulaba abashumayela ku TV base America wakhuluma into every ebaluleke kakhulu uthi unkosikazi wakhe ebene tendency yokuthi njalo ekseni uma uneighbor wakhe eneke iwashing uzombiza umyeni wakhe athi kumyeni wakhe awuzobheka ukuthi lo muntu lo kanti iwashing yakhe uyigeza kanjani ingcolile nangelinye ilanga phinda kwenze lokho but the husband realize ukuthi inkinga ayikho kuwashing but inkinga isendleleni yokubheka kwakhe manje umyeni lo into wayenza ukuthi avuke ngelinye ilanga ageza amafestere makageza amafestere lo yena lo nkosikazi makathi uyabheka ngalelo langa kugezwa amafestere ebengazi ukuthi kugezwa amafestere uthe makabheka iwashing kanibha yakhe wathi namhlanje ayiseclean iwashing yakhe umyeni wakhe wathi iproblem ayikho kuwashing iproblem ingendlela yamafestere engqondo yakho ngale ndlela ubheka ngayo manje kuyenzeka ukuthi ngesinye isikhathi singabheki ngendlela efanelekile manje uma sibheka nalapha kuJoshua chapter 7 uverse 21 wakhona Siyakhumbula ukuthi kulendoda abathi uAhani lendoda abathi uAhani uNkulunkulu wayibayalela abantwana bakaIsrayeli when they take over eJericho ukuthi bangathathi lutho izinto zaseJericho ngani ngoba iJericho uNkulunkulu took it as itithing yakhe ngoba it was the first place abazoyithatha manje lana uAhani lithi kwaNkulunkulu lapha kuverse 21 wathi maseke buzwa uJoshua kuthi awukonfese ukuthi wenze njani uthi uAhani make pendula uJoshua uthi when I saw in the plunder a beautiful robe from Babylon 200 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold weighing 50 shekels I coveted and took them manje siyambona ukuthi wabona eneseke bonile walibala ukuthi uNkulunkulu utheni and uthi I started coveting them manje siyabona ukuthi isono secoveting siza isono sokubona siye sazala isono sokcoveta njengoba noma sibheka kuExodus chapter 20 kuverse 17 lithi lelilizwi God gave us a command you shall not covet your neighbor's house you shall not covet your neighbor's wife or his male servant, or his female servant, or his ox, or his donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. Ngani ngoba, when you are coveting, it's because uqale wabona into kuye. Ekwenze ukuthi uqale ke manje ukovete. So isono sokoveta, siza after we have seen. Manje siyabona ukuthi, nento yenze ukuthi uEve, baze bangene entweni yokuthi, baphula umthetho kaNkulunkulu, wokudla leso sihlahla. Izwi likaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi, uthi uEve wabona uthe seke bonile wabona ukuthi that very tree is pleasing to the eye manje esikhathini esiningi abantu bangena eyintweni ngani ngoba bebonile uma ubheka abantu abenza izinto ze shoplifting abantu abenza izinto zokugqekeza angeke umuntu ayogqekeza lapho engazange abone khona uqala abone kuqala bese ayaplana kuqala zonke izinto zenzeka kuqala ngokuthi uboneni manje kufana nejelasi ijelasi angeke iqale kuphe ijelasi izalwa yini ukubona Maybe when you see the life ka neighbor wakho, when you see a life abantwana bakhe ukuthi they are doing better at school, when you see a progress of neighborhood yakho, it tells that way it starts. Manje ekseni kwanamhlanje sikhuluma ngani ngamehlo ukuthi manje isono singene ngamehlo, isono singene ngokubona. Siyakhumbula ukuthi nangesikhathi uSathane efuna ukulinga uJesu Kristu lapha kuncwadi kaMatthew lithi zikankulunkulu wamthatha wayombeka engcopheni yentaba wambonisa all the kingdoms of the earth, seke mbonise all the kingdom, the beauty and the splendor, the kingdom of the earth, wathi kuye uma ngangiguqela ngizokunika konke lokho. Uqale ngokwenzani? Ngokumbonisa kuqala. Makaqedhi kumbonisa, wazi ukuthi isono singena ngokubona. Manje lapha siyathola ukuthi even kuGenesis ngithanda ukuthi sibheke ukuthi even our eyes can lead us to be positive or it can lead us to be a negative side. Kudependa ukuthi mina nawe sibheka kanjani. Khumbula ukuthi again sinamehlo kamoya, sinamehlo the natural eye, but uma kufika uJesu ufika sinikeza amehlo kamoya ukuthi sibheke izinto ngendlela kamehlo kamoya. Manje la ekseni kwanamhlanje uma sibheka lapha kuGenesis chapter 13 uverse wakhona, ngicela ukuthi simfunde uGenesis chapter 13 uverse 8 ukuya ku 11, sijampe siya ku verse 14 to 15 sibheke something ekhuluma ngendaba yokubheka indaba yamehlo. Manje lapha lithi leli lwizi ku verse 8 to 14, so Abraham said to Lord, let us not have any quarreling between you and me or between our herdsmen and mine, for we are brothers. Go verse 9, it is not the whole land before you. Let's part company. If you go to the left, I'll go to the right. If you go to the right, I'll go to the left. Manje go verse 11, wakona liti. Little Lilizi. So Lot chose himself the whole plain of Jordan and set out towards the east. Ngani ngoba uqale wayibona that plain ukuthi ikahle kanjani, igreen kanjani, waqala wayibona ngamehlo ngoba lithi ku verse 10, Lot looked up and saw that the whole plain of the of Jordan was well watered like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt towards Zoar. This was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. So the Lord chose for himself the whole plain of Jordan and set towards the east. Manje uma seke kwenzile konke lokho, aga ubheke ngelihlo lenyama, akazange ukuthi le ndawo ayibhekile i-corrupt kanjani. Ngani ngoba sekehleli kuyo wathola ukuthi indawo e-corrupt, kodwa ngelihlo likamoya uye wabona into ngelihlo lenyama, uye wabona indawo enhle, akazange abheke ngelihlo likamoya. Manje u-Abraham wathi kuye, wena bheka ukuthi ubheke indawo, whatever oyichuzayo ungaya kuyo, mina ngizoya kwenye i-direction. Yena wabona ubuhle bendawo ngelihlo lenyama, and uthe seke fika khona he was so disappointed. Ngani? Ngoba yindawo eyayisinengiso phambi kwaNkulunkulu. Manje the very same chapter lapha ku verse 14 to 15 uma sibheka again, naye uNkulunkulu manje ukhuluma nani no-Abraham. Lithi lapha ku verse 14, the Lord said to Abraham, after Lot has separated with him, lift up your eyes from where you are and look to the north, south, east, and west. All the land that you see, I will give it to you and your offspring forever. Manje yabona ukuthi uNkulunkulu before emnikeza izwe kwakudingeka ukuthi abone ngamehlo, ambonise ngamehlo ukuthi izwe engizokunikeza lona yileli. After uulote, segetate another area. Manje unkulunkulu naye wathi, lift up your eyes and see. And manje ke manje uAbraham, segebheka ngelihlo lika moya. Akasabheki njengolothi, the nephew owabheka ngelihlo lenyama. Manje uma sibheka again, ukuthi esikhathini esiningi, kuya ngokuthi mina nawe sibheka kanjani. Kodwa izwi likaNkulunkulu, liyasibonisa ukuthi ilihlo, libalulekile noJesu Kristo uthi uma ilihlo lakho likahle nento nemzimba wakho uzoba kahle kodwa uma ilihlo lakho li wrong zonke izinto uzozenza wrong manje ekseni kwanamhlanje sikhumbula nendaba ka Elisha uma ecela uElijah a double portion ye anointing yakhe uElijah impendulo yakhe wathi kuye unless you see me when I'm taken from your sight then you'll have a double portion oyifunayo kwadingeka ukuthi uElisha uma uElijah ethatha with the whirlwind enyukela phezulu kwakudingeka ukuthi ambone ukuthi makasembonile is then that azothola i-double portion kabani kaElijah manje yiko lokhu ngithi uma sibheka izinto ngenhlo kamoya kukhona izinto oyitholayo ezinhle kodwa uma ubheka ngelihlo lenyama kukhona izinto ozitholayo ezizokudisappointa namhlanje amajele agcwele ngabantu abaye babona bajike benza mabeqeda yabafaka engozini ngoba uyazi usathane makayilethe into akayilethi uyiletha uyiletha ngetray ayilethe inhle uthi uma uyibhekile akakubonisi ngale ukuthi after sowuqedile ukuyenza lento ama-results akhona or consequences zakhona zoba yini but ukubonisa lento ozoyibona ngelihlo lenyama manje uma sibheka again sithola nokuthi uNkulunkulu uma kebiza uJeremiah lapha kuJeremiah chapter 1 kuverse 11 uthi uNkulunkulu kuye uthi uNkulunkulu what do you see Jeremiah manje siyabona uNkulunkulu make zombiza naye wambuza ukuthi ubonani manje the things of the spirits needs us to be ezidinga ukuthi sisibone ngokomoya manje uthi uJeremiah kamphendula uNkulunkulu I see a branch of the almond tree and uNkulunkulu wa responda wathi kuye we have seen correctly manje this statement bangcwele uma ebona that budded almond tree athi uNkulunkulu you have seen correctly kungani ngoba uNkulunkulu umbonisa into uNkulunkulu ayenza before esahamba nabantwana bakaIsrayeli lapha ku Numbers chapter 17 kuverse 6 and 11 ngithanda ukuthi sichaze bangcwele Numbers chapter 17 from verse 6 to 11 lapha ku verse 6 to 11 lithi so Moses spoke to the Israelites and their leaders gave him 12 staffs one of the leader of each an ancestral tribe and Aaron's staff was among them Moses placed the staffs before the Lord in the tent of the testimony Then the next day Moses entered the tent of the testimony and saw that Aaron's staff, which represented the house of Levi, had not only sprouted, but it has budded, blossomed, and produced almonds. Manje siyabona ukuthi lana kwakwenzekile ukuthi uNkulunkulu athi mababeke induku each and every tribe. Kodwa induku ka-Aaron yona lithi kaNkulunkulu it was budded and blossomed and it produced ama-almonds manje yiloko noJeremiah wathi makabona wabona the very same thing manje lapha kuverse 9 wakhona the key of the matter lana ithi kuverse 9 then Moses brought out all the stuff from the Lord present to all the Israelites they looked at them And each man took his own staff. Go verse 10, iti. The Lord said to Moses, put back Aaron's staff in front of the testimony to be kept as a sign to the rebellions. This will put an end to their grumbling against me so that they will not die. Hallelujah. Manje kona lapho bangwele. ngithanda ukuthi ke manje uma siyibhekile lapho uNkulunkulu embuza ukuthi ubonani what I see the budded land uNkulunkulu ebemthatha embeka back kwizethembiso zakhe azithembisa kuMoses ukuthi manje labantwana bakaIsrayeli noma ngabe benze ububi mina uNkulunkulu laka lam angeke lube likhulu kubo njengoba naye wayezothuma uJeremiah kwisizwe sakaIsrayeli esasi rebellion kodwa uNkulunkulu wayemthembisa uJeremiah ukuthi ngolaka lam uma bephenduka angeke ngenzeni ngiba destroy that is why uNkulunkulu kuye ubone kahle ngoba uNkulunkulu wenza ireference yezethembiso zakhe njengoba uNkulunkulu akwenza nakuNoah uma enza irainbow uNoah sekenze icovenant uNkulunkulu wabeka irainbow yokuthi manje istempu sokuthi ngeke adestroy abantu ngendlela abadestroya ngayo manje nabo kwakuyinto efana naleyo izethembiso zikaNkulunkulu ngoba ezomthuma uJeremiah ukuthi Jeremiah ngizokuthuma kodwa uma bephenduka ulaka lami luyobuyela emuva manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje simbonga uNkulunkulu ukuthi manje kubalulekile ukuthi sibheka kanjani kubalulekile ukuthi sibheka kanjani ngoba sengivala manje ekuseni siyabona nalapha ku John chapter 1 ku verse 43 uma uJesu Christ ehlangana no Nathan yene uthi uJesu Christ kuye I saw you while you were still under a fig tree manje siyabona ukuthi uJesu Christ again wambona uZakayo uma esemthini manje into ebalulekile ukuthi sibheka kanjani uNkulunkulu asize asiza amehlo ethu singabheki ngokwenyama kodwa sibheke ngokomoya ngegama lika Jesu Christ wase Nazareth amen
become active active in faith 657 AM.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To send in prayer requests, contact 067-429-7564 or alternatively email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.